Welcome back to Senior Matters, a program that concentrates and focuses on baby boomers and seniors on WEC Radio. We're here every Saturday, and now we're going to be talking to Bob Mayer. And Mr. Mayer is the, executive director, maybe?
President and CEO.
President and CEO, that's probably even better, at Weinberg Campus. And we're going to be talking about National Assisted Living Week, compassion, community, and caring. Is that right? Did you make that up? That's very, very meaningful.
That's what we stand for.
But National Assisted Living Week is coming up?
Yeah, that's a huge event in our campus. We like to celebrate the residents and our staff. We have a number of special activities and events scheduled, and it's something that we do every year. We look forward to it, and so do the residents and the staff.
Now, let's start out with Weinberg Campus in general a little bit. Why is Weinberg Campus a good place to live? How is it different from any of the other, you know, assisted living and nursing home and places, whatever? I don't know what the generic name is, but
I think the big thing about Weinberg Campus, and there's a lot of things I could talk about, but I think the number one thing is we're a continuum of care. So we provide basically every level of service or care that someone would need. And the advantage of that is if someone's in an independent apartment and needs to move to another level of care, they don't have to leave the campus. They basically move down the hall to another program or facility that we offer. And it's just a wonderful option that people have. And I think it's one benefit that we have that a lot of places don't offer.
Yeah, I know that I was telling you, and you remembered actually, it was so many years ago that I had that experience with my mother, where she was in a place that did not have a continuum of care. It stopped at assisted living, so to speak, and they didn't have what is required for nursing home or for more what do you call it, not extreme care, but
just a higher level of care.
So she had to move all the way from downstate all the way up to Weinberg Campus because they had, and if she had been here to start with, but unfortunately, in my case, it was a geographic issue. Yeah. But here, people are so lucky because they could just, we'll explain where they would start. Like they could start, what's the lowest level of care, and then how does it work?
Yeah, so we offer independent apartments where basically it's an apartment with a full kitchen. We do provide meals if that's what you would like. But it's really an independent lifestyle, and it's for people that are fairly active, don't need a lot of assistance. Then we have various levels of assisted living that someone could move to depending on their unique situation. So it can be a very light level of assisted living, and we do all the way up to dementia care, full 24/7 care basically. And we also offer nursing home services if it gets to that extreme level of care. And we also offer rehab services. So we really provide a whole level of services. Like I say, the advantage is we can do it all basically in one place.
And sort of, we say one place, but maybe you could describe it, and we're calling it Weinberg Campus, and the word campus for a reason, right?
Yeah, so we have 70 acres. It's a beautiful campus. It's so well landscaped and very attractive, and all of our buildings basically are located on the campus. Most of them are actually connected. There's one or two facilities that are not connected, but they're on the same piece of property. So it's really... it does look like a campus. It's a beautiful, you drive into it. I was looking at it today. It's just gorgeous this time of year because everything's growing and everything looks green, and it's just a beautiful place.
So let's talk a little bit about what a typical day might be. You say that it's a great place to have different engagements and activities, such as?
So, you know, the whole idea of activities has really evolved into a whole different point of view. So really it's looked at as life enrichment. So really when someone comes to the campus, we try to get an understanding of their interests and desires and what they really would like to be involved with. So we tailor a whole series of experiences. It can range anywhere from Tai Chi, exercise. We do chair kickball. We do current event topics. We have a whole series of things that people can be involved in. And I think the nice thing about it is you can be involved as much as you'd like. Some people are very outgoing and like to do a lot of things. And some people are more private and reserved and like to keep to themselves a little bit more and pick and choose what they're involved in. So really, we stress that it's an individual experience and people have to be treated differently.
And as far as meals go, explain how, I mean, you mentioned whether you could eat in your room. Well, we were talking about COVID, so we'll talk about that a little bit. But before we get to that, what would the typical situation be for eating?
Yeah, so depending on where you are on the campus, if you're in an independent apartment, you can choose to make meals in your apartment, or you can have meals in a dining room with other folks, which is nice. In our assisted living, we basically offer three meals a day, restaurant style. And in the nursing home, we really have a unique situation there where we have small areas on each unit where people can eat in a small group rather than being in a huge dining room with a lot of people. And we actually can make some food actually on the unit and make it a very nice experience.
Right. Now, I just noticed that you were mentioning, and we were mentioning before, about COVID, how you pivoted and how you managed and how things had to change.
Yeah, so I have to say I couldn't be more proud of our staff and the work that they did during COVID. It was a very challenging time for everyone, especially senior living facilities like ours. There were a lot of new regulations that we had to understand. They changed almost hourly, it seemed like. But we were able to be flexible and adapt to them. Unfortunately, you know, in order to control the spread of the virus, you know, we had to curtail activities and we had to change our dining experience where we actually were, which wasn't a bad thing, we were doing room service, which some people enjoyed and actually want us to continue. And it was just, you know, a lot of, you know, things that we weren't used to doing that we had to adapt to. But I think, like I said, our staff did a wonderful job. And because I think our number one focus was on the safety of our residents and our staff.
Of course, which everyone's was, but it was probably, as far as activities and all that you talked about, it was difficult. You know, you couldn't really do that. You couldn't have, I don't know, I'm sure you have movies and bingo and things like that, and it was hard. But now are you back to?
Yeah, we're pretty much back to group activities. You know, it's been slow to get back to it, and actually some of the residents have been a little hesitant, but we're getting there, and I can understand that. But actually, during COVID, we came up with unique ways to do even bingo, where they would stand in their doorway, and we would have a hallway bingo game. So it wasn't, you know, we tried as best we could, and we did all sorts of, using an iPad, we would have, you know, virtual visits with their family, and, we tried as best we could to make it a good experience, and actually I feel very good about some of the feedback we've gotten from residents and families.
Now, as far as the staff goes, you mentioned staff. I don't know, you're probably at this point, like everybody else, looking for staff and need staff, and you want to tell us why it would be a great place to work.
Yeah, so we're always looking for new team members, people to join us at Weinberg campus. We have openings, staffing has been a little challenging, but we've been able to work our way through it. But, you know, we really offer very flexible schedules. We offer different positions. We have a very good benefit package. And just recently, we collaborated with DeUville College to offer a program where our staff members and actually some of their family members can get a 25% discount on tuition. For various programs that DeUville offers, so we're very excited about that program.
So what are the types of studies? I mean, what do the staff have to be good in? Do they have to be nurses? Do they have to be PAs? They have to be social workers? What's the difference?
We basically have all different levels of staffing, so it can be a personal care aide, a certified nursing assistant, a licensed practical nurse, an RN, activities people, social workers, you know, you even need accountants every once in a while, you know. We're really looking for a lot of different types of people, but we like people that, you know, have a different calling, actually want to help people, care about people, because it is, I kind of got hooked on it, and I've been at it 26 years now, and it's just a wonderful, fulfilling experience for me, and I think others will have the same experience too.
Well, now you got us interested. You piqued our interest. How did you get involved?
Yeah, so I got a call from a friend of mine and said that Weinberg campus was looking for a CFO. That's how I started there. And I really had no interest at the time. I didn't know anything about healthcare. And I went there and I met with some of the staff and I met some of the residents, and You know, I wasn't sure how long I was going to be there, maybe a couple of years, but I was fortunate enough to develop some great relationships with some residents who I was working a lot of hours. So I'd be there on Saturday with my door open. If you're there on Saturday with your door open, someone's going to come and talk to you because they're looking for someone to talk to. And I met some wonderful people and developed some great relationships. And actually, I was so honored. A couple of the folks that I really developed relationships with, their families asked me to do the eulogy at their memorial service. So it was that's the type of thing that you don't get anywhere else in this field of work. It's really a special calling, and it's been enjoyable for me for sure.
And it's rewarding because talk about helping. It's definitely a helping.
One of the things we pride ourselves in is we like to help people because it is a very challenging experience when you end up in a situation where your parents or a family member needs services and you don't know where to turn to and who to call. And at one time we did a focus group and people told us that they would go to the Yellow Pages. That would be the first place they'd look. So rather than do that, we'd love to have people call us or go to our website. We have people that just like to help and we would love to give advice or direction. It's a very overwhelming experience when someone says they have to move out of their home or their apartment to a senior living facility. They just kind of get overwhelmed with all the things they might have to do, you know, downsizing and moving. And we're experts in all of that, and we would be glad to help. So if someone's in that situation, please give us a call or contact us through our website. We'd be glad to be of assistance.
That's great. This is a part of my last question is, what message do you want to send to families who are considering taking the next step to find senior living or some care options for their loved ones?
I think the one thing we hear most often is that we wish we had done it sooner, because it really is a difficult situation if someone's at home and doesn't have a lot of socialization. A lot of their friends are gone, or, you know, they're in a place where they don't have a lot of connections or relationships. And, you know, they can come to Weinberg campus and it's a very open and inviting group of people. And I think they find that it's just a great experience when they get there, and they wish they had done it a lot sooner.
So don't wait until there's an emergency, or when you have no choice or you're desperate. This way, if you do it in advance, you can come and, I guess, look at the campus, talk to Bob. I don't know if you still do that you're the president and CEO, which I should have.
I answer my phone all the time, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's good to get information, and it is better if you do it a little bit sooner when you think, you know, but, you know, you can do it and get information and just have it in the back of your mind so when something happens, you know what to do. And so we're actually having an open house on October 13th. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 3 to 5 p.m. We'd be glad to have people come and see us. For more information, you can go to our website, weinbergcampus.org. And we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people at that open house.
And as far as the open house goes, and so COVID restrictions now, what's your plan on that? Do you want people to wear masks or be vaccinated or
what? Yeah, we basically require people to have their temperature taken when they enter the facility. It's a really non-invasive thing. It's a screen they stand in front of, and it basically takes their temperature, and we ask them to answer a few questions. We do require mask wearing in the hallways and in resident areas, but if someone comes to the open house, we'll direct them through it. I mean, it's interesting how people are used to mask wearing and doing all sorts
yes.
of things now. It's something I never thought we would ever adapt to, but, you know, people are into it a little bit. So I think we'll figure it out, but please reach out to us, and we're glad to see you on October 13th.
I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't know to ask you that. I had my temperature taken somewhere the other day by my wrist.
Yeah.
They said, put out your hand, put out your wrist. I was like, huh? And they were taking my temperature that way.
All different things, but we have these screens you stand in front of. It takes your temperature. It's mm-hmm. non-invasive, and it's worked wonderful for us.
Well, that's okay, because I don't know how relevant the temperature part is now anyway. So as far as the Weinberg goes, do you have waiting lists, or is it hard to get into any of the particular facilities on the campus?
It varies by facility, and it depends on the timing. We have availability at this point, and we'd love people to reach out to us. But we'll be glad to share what we have available and how they can connect with us. But, you know, the best way is on our website, WeinbergCampus.org.
All right. Well, that's the best way for everybody. But as you said, there might be, maybe we should give a phone number too, because we keep talking, and you and I were saying before about not everybody, especially older people who are listening to Senior Matters, might not be that available. They might not have a computer that they can look up. You know, they might want to make a phone call, or they might not have a family member who shows them or does the computer for them like yours truly. So they might want to call.
Yeah, so please.
Bobby, stop laughing.
Yeah, I know. We get a lot of phone. But you'd be surprised how seniors are pretty tech savvy now.
Yeah, I know. A lot of my friends.
I get a lot of emails and text messages from our residents all the time, so it's very interesting. But our phone number is area code 716-639-3311, and please reach out to us.
Yes, and probably a real person will answer, right?
We actually have a real person answer. You may have to go through a little menu, but we have a real person eventually who will be glad to speak with you.
Which a lot of us really appreciate. Well, it was good talking to Bob Mayer from Weinberg Campus, and we hope everybody has learned something from our conversation and enjoy that conversation, and we'll take advantage of this information. And we will be right back with another segment of Senior Matters on WECK WEC Radio. Please stay with us.